Welcome to Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I'm your host, author Liz Tolsma, and I'm so glad to have you along with me today. Welcome if you are new. So good to have you. I hope that you subscribe to Christian Historical Fiction Talk on your favorite podcasting platform, because I don't want you to miss out on any of the topics or the great guests that we have coming up. Also, be sure to follow Christian Historical Fiction Talk on Facebook, X, Instagram, and Pinterest, because we are in all of those places. That's another great way to connect with us, to find out when episodes are releasing. Sometimes, like with this episode, you even get input into what is being talked about. So please do that. To all of my longtime listeners, welcome back. So glad as always to have you with me. If you haven't done so, please head over to liztolsma.com and check out my Patreon. Please consider supporting the podcast and taking advantage of the great extras that you get by doing so. As I hinted, this week is a topic. We haven't had one for a little while because there are so many great guests to try to fit in all the time. And sometimes I feel badly for taking away from slots that I could put authors in. But sometimes it's nice just to take a break and to talk about what's going on in the world of Christian historical fiction. And I was talking to somebody, and it was a lot of heavy stuff that we were talking about. Seems like a lot of people right now are going through a lot of heavy things in their lives and a lot of tough times. And it's always good when you can pick up a book that will change your mood, that will make you forget for a little while about your problems and everything that you have going on, and will just bring a smile to your face, maybe even make you laugh out loud, make you chuckle, will just sort of change your day by reading something good and uplifting. Of course, in Christian fiction, we have the benefit that we have the hope of Christ. So even in the heavy books, and we've had a lot of authors come on here and talk about the subjects that they tackle in their books and say that it's infused with hope, though, and that's what makes it readable and enjoyable. But sometimes it's just good to have something really light and still have substance, still have hope, still have a Christian message to it, but just kind of make you laugh and turn that frown right around, as the saying goes. So I went on social media, and that's why you should be connected with Christian Historical Fiction Talk on Facebook, X, and Instagram, because I asked the question in all of those places, what are some books that make you laugh out loud? So this is the result of the question that I asked, and maybe you're going to even find your answer in here somewhere. So first of all is a debut novel by a woman named Angela Bell. And I am so sorry that I did not see this come out earlier this year. And we are now booking into October, which is crazy. So I'm going to have to wait for her second novel to come out. But Angela Bell, her debut novel is called A Lady's Guide to Marvels and Misadventures. So right away, just from the title, you know that this book is going to be an awful lot of fun. So I'm just going to read you the back cover copy for this book, because just the back cover copy is funny, and you're going to find out why somebody suggested this. So here's the back cover copy for Lady's Guide to Marvels and Misadventure. Miss Clara Marie Stanton's family may be eccentric, but they certainly aren't insane. So this takes place in London in 1860. When Clara's ex-fiancé begins to spread rumors that her family suffers from hereditary insanity, it's all she can do to protect them from his desperate schemes, society's prejudice, and a lifetime in an asylum. And Clara's grandfather, Drosselmeyer, brings on an apprentice with a mechanical leg, and all pretense of normalcy takes wing. Theodore Kingsley, a shame-chased vagabond, hunted by the war, wants a fresh start far from Kingsley Court and the disappointed father who declared him dead. Upon returning to England, Theodore meets clockmaker Drosselmeyer, who hires him as an apprentice, much to Clara's dismay. When Drosselmeyer spontaneously disappears in his secret flying owl machine, he leaves behind a note for Clara, beseeching her to make her dreams of adventure a reality by joining him on a merry scavenger hunt across Europe. Together, Clara and Theodore set off to follow Drosselmeyer's trail of clues, but they will have to stay one step ahead of a villain who wants the flying machine for himself at any cost. And Jen Tarana, who we know is fabulously funny, and we'll be talking about her in a minute, calls this book utterly charming. What an original and adorable story. Angela Bell's debut is a book I can, without hesitation, highly recommend. Now that is high praise coming from Jen Tarana, let me tell you. And it just sounds like an absolute blast. A really unique take on this. I would not have known about it if you all hadn't brought it to my attention. So thank you. Thank you so much. This is going on my to-be-read pile. I love the premise, and what a good read just to make you laugh and to make you smile. So that is A Lady's Guide to Marvels and Misadventures by Angela Bell. And don't worry if you miss the titles and that of these books. I will have it all in the show notes over on liztolsma.com, so you can check that all out over there. So that was the first one. While we're talking about Jen Tarana, let's go ahead and talk about Jen Tarana, because she is sort of the queen of funny Christian historical fiction. She does it pretty much better than anybody else. And she's as funny in person as she is in her books. And she's been on the show before. Go back, check out her episodes if you haven't heard her before, but she's a hoot. I love having Jen on because it's always such a good time. We end up laughing so much. And you know, when I was putting this show together, I was racking my brain for a book that I had read, and I knew it involved a widower with a couple of kids who were a handful and a woman who might not be quite in his class in society, but she was around him in the summer and they were in Newport for the season. And I remember on the beach and the kids running wild, and I just couldn't remember the name of the book or who wrote it. I should have known. It was Jen Tarana, and it was called A Match in the Making. Now, this book has been out for a little over a year, so it's an older one, but it was so good, and it was so funny that it has stuck with me all this time. So yes, it's about a matchmaker. She's a matchmaker, and she's accepted a temporary paid companion position for the Newport season. She thinks it's going to be a lark to spend the summer in America's most exclusive town. But it turns out to be anything but amusing when her employer expects her to take over responsibilities as an assistant matchmaker. And she's tasked with the daunting prospect of attaining advantageous matches for her clients, including Mr. Walter Townsend. He's the catch of the season, but Gwendolyn finds him rather irritating. And he has this bunch of unruly, motherless children who can't keep a governess for long. Sounds like a little bit like Mary Poppins. And what he wasn't expecting was Gwendolyn to come around and turn his quest for a new wife into a complete and utter debacle. And despite himself, he has this unexpected attraction toward Gwendolyn. And the more time they spend together throughout the Newport season, the harder it is for Gwendolyn to find Walter a wife when she realizes his perfect match just might be her. That one just stuck with me so much because I laughed so hard at this book. It was so good. It was just classic Jen Tarana front to back, beginning to end. I really, really loved it. So this is a series. That one was the first one in the series. It's called The Matchmakers. So that was the first one. And then the second one is called To Spark a Match. And the third one, which comes out in July, is called Meeting Her Match. So she has a whole series of these books, one more hilarious than the other, just so good. You know, if you're looking for a light read, you can't go wrong with Jen Tarano. Hand in hand with Jen Tarano has to be Pepper Basham, because she is absolutely hilarious. Just hilarious. That's all you can say for Pepper. Again, she's a lot like Jen. They must be best friends in life, because Pepper is as funny in real life as she is in her books. And in fact, her tagline or her little line, whatever you want to say, is blame it on a Basham. And I just laugh every time I see that. And we had Pepper on not too long ago talking about her Freddie and Grace Mysteries series. And she talked about book two, which was The Cairo Curse, and book three, The Juliet Code. We kind of missed The Cairo Curse in there. But again, just a rollicking good time as Freddie and Grace, first of all, get married in the Mistletoe Countess. Freddie and Grace get married, and then they try to have a honeymoon, but something always seems to come up. There's some mystery, and there's a lot of humor, and just a really, really good time. So that's the Freddie and Grace Mysteries by Pepper Basham. But anything you pick up by her, you know, is going to be funny. You know, it's going to be really good. She has a contemporary series going as well that would be worth looking into. I don't limit myself just to historical. It's what I love. It's what I love to talk about. It's what I specialize in this podcast, but I would not be above reading a contemporary by Pepper Basham. I'll read anything she publishes because it's just going to be so good. So that's another author that you want to check out, some books that you want to check out if you're looking just for something really nice and refreshing, going to give you a break from the really heavy stuff. Then, of course, we also have Mary Keneally. She is another one. She writes Western, so a little bit different than what Jen and Pepper write. And they are always good. Again, Mary is going to be on with us in a few weeks, and she is just a hoot and a half. And her books just reflect that as well. And the one that comes to my mind when I think of Mary Keneally is Forged in Love. And that one is just such a unique and different concept. And the concept itself is funny. It's sort of like the setup for a sitcom or a rom-com. And it's a woman whose father and brother are killed by this gang in a stagecoach robbery. And so she takes over the blacksmith shop. And she's just this strong, strapping young woman, and into town comes handsome and polished Clint Roberts. He's leaving his painful memories behind, and he opens a diner. So he's the one who's doing the cooking and what might be considered, especially in those days, quote unquote, women's work. And it is Mariah, who is the heroine of the story, who is the blacksmith. And so she just takes conventional roles for people, especially in the Wild West, and just turns it on its head and makes a wonderful story out of it. And I just laughed so hard when I read that book. One of my favorites by her. That's one of three from Wyoming Sunrise. And again, that's been out for a little while. She has now book two is The Laws of Attraction. Book three in that is Marshalling Her Heart. And as I said, she's going to be here in a few weeks to talk about her new book. So you're going to want to be sure to tune in for that one and catch my interview with Mary, because you know we're going to have a good time. There's going to be lots of laughter. It's going to really brighten your day just to hear the interview with her, much less read her books. Before we continue, let's hear from today's sponsor, Zencastr. Zencastr is now the all-in-one solution making podcasting easy. It's the ultimate web-based podcasting solution. It provides high-quality audio and video podcast production and hosting. With a full suite of professional tools, podcasters can seamlessly record, produce, and publish studio-quality content all from one dashboard. Being a creator has never been easier. In fact, it's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code Liz, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.
And another one we have to talk about, of course, is Karen Whittemeyer. And when I asked this question, I can't believe that her name didn't come up on my radar, why I didn't think about Karen Whittemeyer. Because she, from her very first book, and you know, I was trying to remember which one is her first one, and I can't recall which one it is, or at least which one is the first one that of hers that I read, whether it was Head in the Clouds, which I loved that book, or whether it was A Worthy Pursuit. I think it was Head in the Clouds. And that one just, I loved it because, again, the heroine was so anti-heroine, just very progressive and different and had all these unique quirks and just made the stories so funny. And I don't think we've ever had Karen on the podcast. So I'm going to have to write all of these down. And when I see they have a new book coming out, I'm going to have to get them scheduled, especially since we're scheduling out into October, which is crazy to me that we have so many authors coming up. But then I was scrolling through her books. I have to admit that I'm so busy trying to keep up with what's going on the podcast that I haven't kept up like I wanted to with Karen Whittemeyer. But she has this series that looks really good. It's called Texas Ever After, where she takes fairy tales and sets them in Texas in the 1800s. And so you have Fairest of Heart, which is a take on Snow White. If the Boot Fits, which of course is Cinderella. That one didn't even take me long to figure out which one that was based on. And then you have Cloaked in Beauty. And that one's coming out in December. So that one's not out yet. So that's her newest series, is this Texas Ever After. And I can just see they must be so good. So they are going to also go on my to-be-read pile. I'm going to catch up with them, and we will see if we can get Karen on, especially if she has a book coming out in December. We'll see if we can nab her and get her on the show. That would be so much fun to talk to Karen Whittemeyer. Now that I said it, we may have had her on a long time ago, but we haven't had her on recently. So she is more than due for a trip here. But she's always funny. And if you're looking for a good time, Karen Whittemeyer is a good one to look into. A lot of people mentioned Regina Jennings. And I have read one of Regina Jennings' books, and I can't believe that I've only read one of hers. And she has been on the podcast because I remember talking to her. But her series is, I don't know if this is the most recent one, but the one we talked to her about was book 3 in the Joplin Chronicles, and that was Engaging Deception. And so it's about a woman who's caring for her dying father, her ailing father, and she gets interested in architecture. And of course, a woman in the 1800s, early 1900s, I can't remember exactly when it's set, but couldn't be an architect. That was just unheard of. So her cousin kind of fronts for her as an architect. And there's this wealthy man who is also an architect. And his latest project is just going absolutely off the rails because of an untrained builder who is working on it. And his current client keeps wanting all these changes because of the builder's work. And so there's this architectural one-upmanship between Olive, who is actually working as Maxwell's nanny, and Maxwell. And so you have this sort of pull and give and take between them. And like I said, there's this one-upmanship, and it was just funny. It just really, really made you smile. And it was a good time, and it wasn't too serious. It didn't take itself too seriously. So I loved that book. And so check out Regina Jennings. And that is Regina's most recent book. So I really hope that we get another one from her because she's quite popular. Good time always to read her book. So look into Regina Jennings. She has quite a few out there, several series that sound really good. Now, one that I didn't think about, but that somebody mentioned, was A Proper Pursuit by Lynn Austin. Now, we don't think of Lynn Austin as writing humorous fiction at all. And yet Lynn Austin gives us a little bit of humor, shows us her humorous side in A Proper Pursuit. It's about Violet Hayes. She schemes her way to Chicago during the Chicago World Fair to try to find her mother, who she barely remembers, and maybe to find romance as well. And her grandmother and three of her great aunts are scheming to get her married off. And they all seem to have a separate agenda for her. And so you have all four of these ladies trying to marry off Violet, who has kind of snuck off to Chicago to the World's Fair to search down her mother. So a little bit different take for Lynn Austin, something that maybe is not quite what we're used to. And yet, I thought I read this one. I'm sure I did. Must have been a while ago, but everyone just says what a good time it was, how refreshing it was, and the little bit of humor in there. So a good one to pick up if you love Lynn Austin, if you're a fan of her more serious work, you're going to want to pick up A Proper Pursuit, have a little bit of fun with the fantastic writing that you know comes from Lynn Austin. So that is one to check out as well. And then someone brought up somebody I was thinking about, and that's Grace Hitchcock. And again, I have to admit to being a little bit behind on Grace's books. I believe we have her coming up, if I'm not mistaken. Don't hold me to that, but I think we do. But I'm a little behind on her books. I will admit that. But I'm just thinking about her first one that came out. She had a couple with Barber with the True Colors crime series, and I believe she was in some novella collections of theirs. And then she had this one in her own series that came out. And the first one was My Dear Miss Dupre. And it was so fun. I absolutely loved it because Willow Dupre, who is the heroine of this book, is very unique. She just has these unique quirks, I believe, and somebody can tell me if this is wrong. I couldn't find the book on my Kindle to look it up. I went through the reviews. Nobody mentioned it, so maybe this isn't the one I'm thinking of, but I think it is. I think this is the one where she rides around town on a bicycle with a big wheel, or maybe that's another one of Grace's books. Let me know either when I post this on Facebook, X, or Instagram. Let me know there or comment on it on the post on my website, liztolsma.com. Let me know if this is the one or if there is another one where the heroine rides around town on a bicycle, one of those bicycles with the big wheels. I think it might be this one. But again, don't hold me to that. I read so much and sometimes it kind of gets jumbled in my head. And I was going through my Kindle to look up some of these books that I had read a while ago. And I'm thinking, I really should read these again because they were so good. And I just remember really, really enjoying Grace's book. And she has such a wonderful way of creating her heroines and really giving you a lot of fun. And so she is a lot of fun as well. So check out all of Grace's books. She has quite a number out now. I am totally behind her books, so that we have The Enchanting of Miss Elliot, To Catch a Coronet, The Finding of Miss Fairfield. So she has a whole bunch of books out as well. So you want to check out all of Grace Hitchcock's books. And like I said, I think we're going to have her on. To Catch a Coronet is her new one that's coming out. I believe we're going to have her on. So keep your eye open for that. And then somebody mentioned Penny Zeller. And here's another author I'm going to have to get to come onto our podcast, because I will admit I have never read a book by Penny Zeller. Oh, please don't hate me, everybody. And we have never had her on the show. But somebody mentioned her as a very good, funny author. And then I started looking up reviews of some of her books. And I believe the first one that I looked up was Love's Promise, which is book 4 of 4 in her Wyoming Sunrise series. And somebody said, I think one of the very first reviews that I read, it says, there are so many humorous moments in the book. So it says, when I realized again just who Sheriff Ambrose Miller Eliason is, along with his friend Grumbles, how seriously Ambrose takes his position. When Silas goes, of course, only as moral support, with his lovelorn friend to the town matchmaker, the whole thread is a hoot. So it really makes me want to pick up a book by Penny Zeller and read them and get to know her and also have her on the podcast. So I mentioned that one as book 4 in her Wyoming Sunrise series. So I'll give you all of them in that series. There's Forgotten Memories, Dreams of the Heart, When Love Comes, and Love's Promise. Let's take a look at Forgotten Memories. This is a hidden identity, heartwarming Christian historical romance is what it's billed as. Some memories are best forgotten. The Wyoming territory is rife with lawlessness and disorder, something Annie Ledbetter and her parents discover when their wagon train is robbed. 7 years later, Annie settles into her lifelong dream as a teacher in the small town of Willow Falls. When she meets handsome rancher Caleb Eliason through a humorous misunderstanding, okay, we have humor there right away, she is quickly drawn to his kind heart and charming smile. Former outlaw Caleb Eliason embraces his chance at a fresh start. Gone are the days of robbing stagecoaches and wagon trains. When he falls in love with the new Willow Falls teacher, I know it's coming, I don't even have to read the rest of it. He doesn't realize they've met before under much different circumstances. When his past comes to light, will it put the growing love between them at risk? Oh, that does sound good. Yes. So that's book 1, Forgotten Memories, in the Wyoming Sunrise series, which people have said is so good and so funny. And I can see this sort of hidden identity kind of thing, and yet this tension between the characters. So it does sound like a really good read. I'm going to have to pick up some by Penny Zeller and see if she can come on the podcast, if she has something coming out. So those are what some of you recommended to me and what I remember myself as some really good, funny books. How did I do? Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? Are there some I got right, some I got wrong, some that I missed? Please comment over on social media, let me know, or leave a comment on the post with this podcast on my website. I'll be interested in hearing what you have to say. That's why I put Christian Historical Fiction Talk on social media, so that we can interact in that way. So coming up next week is someone that I know personally, and that's Terry Wangard. We don't live too far from each other. She's probably one of the closest authors who lives to me. And we go to the same writers group. So we've known each other for a number of years now. She is a very talented woman. And she has a new World War II story called Seashells in My Pocket. And you'll never believe where it's set. I mean, if I had you guessing for 10 minutes, I bet you would not guess. This book is set in Brazil. Yeah, a World War II novel set in Brazil. I have done a lot of research in my life into World War II. I have never heard anything about World War II in Brazil. So it's such a unique take and such a unique spin on World War II. I'm sure you're going to want to come back for that episode, find out what was happening in Brazil during World War II and what Seashells in My Pocket is all about. We had a lovely chat. I know you're going to enjoy it. So please return for that. Thank you so much for your loyal support of Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I couldn't do it without you, without your faithful listening, without my Patreons to help support me. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. Take care, have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.